Hi, everyone. The Business Ethics Leadership Alliance has questions, and we have answers. I'm your host, Bill Coffin. Welcome to another Bella Asks episode of the Ethicast. One of the best benefits of being a member of the Business Ethics Leadership Alliance, or Bella, is that if you have any questions at all about ethics and compliance, you can submit them to Bella's concierge service, which will connect you with one of our internal experts who will provide an answer and or direct you to a helpful resource for more information. Sometimes these requests are specific to a particular company's needs, but most of them speak to broad challenges facing Bella members in general, and by extension, the wider ethics and compliance profession. That's why we're using this show to thematically respond to high-level questions from the Bella community. And joining us once again to answer those questions is Bella Chair Erica Salmon Byrne. Erica, it's great to see you. Thank you so much for coming back on the show.
Oh, absolutely, Bill. My pleasure. I'm excited to have more questions to answer.
Well, this next one is a compliance question, and it's a doozy. And it reads, what is the best evidence that poor compliance performance costs money?
Wow, Bill, there's so many pieces of evidence that poor compliance performance costs money, but I want to break this one into a couple of pieces. So there's obviously fines and penalties, and there's lots of good sources out there that track fines and penalties. Violation Tracker is one of our particular favorites that you and I use a lot. That looks kind of across the spectrum of US regulatory agencies and tallies up the fines and penalties that organizations are paying to the government for compliance failures. And it is, you know, the total numbers there are pretty staggering in terms of the overall performance of organizations and the amount of money involved there. But the piece, Bill, that's a little harder sometimes to get your arms around that I want to talk a little bit about as well is what I will call the unseen costs, or not the I wrote a check to the government cost, or I wrote a check to my lawyer's cost, which in many cases, you could take that violation tracker number and you can multiply it by a factor of 3 or 4, in terms of what it took to get you to the point where you paid that money to the government in the first place, whether you paid it to your lawyers or you paid it to your forensic accountants or you paid it to your auditing team, you are paying out a whole bunch of things in addition to the check you write to the Treasury. But I want to talk about the other cost, which is the productivity cost. It's the hidden cost of the time that your company could have done other things. It's the cost of your employees being distracted by this particular issue that you're seeking to resolve. It's the drag on morale. And the inverse of all of those pieces is our ethics premium, which you and I have talked about a number of times, which tracks the financial performance of the publicly traded companies on the world's most ethical companies list at any given point. And you don't see those fines and penalties in that particular cohort. And what you do see is you see year over year outperformance against a comparable stock index. So I would say, there's the measurable costs, there's the what you pay to the Treasury, there's what you pay to the attorneys, there's what you pay to the auditors, there's what you pay to the forensic accountants, there's what you pay to rehab your program. I believe Boeing's going to spend $455 million over the next three years, at least. To rehab their program. Walmart spent $845 million to rehab their program. So those are real numbers, right? Those are real big numbers. And then you have, as I said, the intangibles. You have the employees who said, you know what, I'd rather go somewhere else than work in this situation at this company. There's the customers who said, you know what, I'm gonna go buy Airbus's planes instead of yours. You don't get those customers back in those kinds of circumstances. So there's layer upon layer upon layer of financial impact when you have a significant compliance failure, and those layers are big.
Well, Erica, what a terrific question and what a terrific answer. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing your insights with the rest of the ethics economy. I know everybody really appreciates it.
Oh, Bill, it's truly my pleasure. And to all those Bella members out there, keep the questions coming, okay? Because this is one of my favorite things I get to do. And I promise you that Bill and I will come back and answer more.
To learn more about Bella, please visit bella.ethisphere.com to request guest access to the Bella Member Resource Hub and to speak with the Bella Engagement Director. And if you have a question that you'd like answered on Bella Asks, be sure to use the Bella Concierge service and we'll get to your question just as soon as we can. I'm Bill Coffin, and this has been a special Bella Asks episode of the Ethicast. For more episodes, please visit the Ethisphere YouTube channel at youtube.com/ethisphere. And if this is your first time enjoying the show, please make sure to like and subscribe on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Thanks so much for joining us. And until next time, remember, strong ethics is good business.